Sunday service for the 18th Sunday after Pentecost, October the 12th, 2025. Thanksgiving Sunday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you show your mercy to your people in all their troubles. Grant us always to recognize your goodness, give thanks for your compassion, and praise your holy name, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Today, our scripture reading for Thanksgiving Sunday is the account of the 10 lepers recorded in St. Luke chapter 17. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. And then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. And then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." This is our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now a sermon entitled, Faith and Thanksgiving. Friends, you and I live at a time and a place when and where entitlement is assumed. Now, what is entitlement? It is the belief that we are inherently deserving of privileges and special treatment. It is the thinking that we have a right to a particular benefit. Now, it is true that entitlement is real. For example, under the law, should you be arrested for a crime, you are still entitled to certain rights. Or, once you reach a certain age and meet the requirements, you are entitled to your pension. You have every reason to exercise your rights or collect your pension or whatever else it is that you are entitled to receive. Thank God that we have entitlements like these. Yes, on this Thanksgiving Sunday, we have many things for which to be thankful to God Almighty. He gives us so much. It is, as we confess in Luther's explanation of the first article, that God has made me and all creatures. He has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason, and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all that I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve, and obey him. However, as the sinners that you and I are, it happens that we allow our sense of entitlement to prevent us from giving thanks and praise to God. A sense of entitlement is when a person believes that he is owed special privileges. Therefore, many people live discontent, thinking that the world owes them. When they then don't get what they want, they become angry at the universe or whatever they feel is shortchanging them. For we who believe in God, we become angry with Him. If anybody should have entitlement to certain privileges by the Almighty, then it should be us, we think. After all, we should be his little princes and princesses. We want from him that to which we feel entitled. Now, in today's gospel, this comes across from most of those who had contracted the horrible disease of leprosy. Leprosy is a chronic infectious disease caused by a type of bacteria called leprae. It affects the skin and nerves and eyes, along with the respiratory tract. It leads to paralysis and the crippling of the hands and the feet. It is a dreaded disease to contract. And though they didn't know a lot about it, nor how to treat and cure it as we do today, they did realize it was contagious. The law then demanded that those diagnosed with it had to live separated from the rest of the community. They gathered in their own colonies where they lived with this misery. Now, something about leprosy in the Bible is that it serves as a good illustration of the condition that all mankind due to sin. You see, sin is like a disease with which we have been conceived and born. David declared in Psalm 51, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." This disease reveals itself within us with countless symptoms. We fail to love God with all our heart and our neighbors as ourselves. Before God, we have every reason to call out as the lepers would, should anyone come near them, "Unclean, unclean, unclean." Due to our disease of sin, misery and death are our destiny. All is hopeless. However, in the case of the lepers of whom we read, word had reached them about Jesus. The accounts they had heard convinced them that he possessed the power of God to heal. And then one day the news arrives that Jesus and his entourage are drawing near to where they are, for he was on his way from Galilee to Jerusalem. They were taking a route that passed by Samaria. Outside a certain village, there was this colony of lepers, which somehow consisted of at least 9 Jews and 1 Samaritan. Quite understandably, they went to where he was, but so as not to infect anyone, they practiced social distancing as required. For we learn in our text that Jesus was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." If only Jesus would extend his powers over them to heal them. Graciously, Jesus had mercy on them, for when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." You can read in Leviticus 13 about how there were certain medical tests that a patient would undergo before the priest, and if he passed, he was considered clean of his disease. They would all pass, for it says, "And as they went, they were cleansed." How amazing! Their health was restored, allowing them to abandon their death colony and be reunited with loved ones, returning to the lives they had left behind. Friends, not due to leprosy, but due to sin, you and I require what these lepers did, the mercy of Almighty God in the person of Jesus Christ. We confess that we are unclean due to sin. We deserve nothing less than temporal death and eternal damnation. All is hopeless and miserable. Therefore, we lift up our voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And praise be to God, like he did to these 10 lepers, he does also with us. However, sin is such a condition that it takes a lot to heal. Instead of us going to the priests, Jesus became high priest for us. The book of Hebrews says a lot about what Jesus did for mankind as our priest. It says that Jesus entered the holy place by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. His death on Calvary's cross redeems sinners from their transgressions. It purifies their consciences from dead works to serve the living God. By Jesus' sacrificial and bloody death, he dealt with sin to save all those who trust in him, and we know it so by his resurrection from the dead. Here we can now reflect upon the second article as Luther explained it, teaching, Jesus Christ, true God, has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. However, even though this is all the case, that there is healing and life in Jesus from our disease of sin, our sense of entitlement can kill our faith. This is something that we see happening in today's text. The account continues. Then one of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Jesus then asked, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give thanks to God except this foreigner? It was as though the Jewish lepers considered themselves entitled to their cleansing. As far as they were concerned, they should never have contracted leprosy in the first place. By this cleansing, they were simply receiving what should have been theirs all along, they thought. We see this sense of entitlement and how the 9 never returned thanksgiving to Jesus. And friends, a question to ask ourselves is, do we feel entitled to our cleansing from sin as though it is something to which we have every right? Do we express our sense of entitlement by failing to be truly thankful for all that God has given us, but especially the gift of salvation in Christ? How shallow is our thankfulness? Our text ends with Jesus curiously saying, only to the one leper who returned to give thanks, the extra outsider among them, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. And although all 10 were cleansed of leprosy, could it be only this one was truly made well through faith in Jesus? He is the one who not only received healing to his body, but also to his soul, receiving forgiveness of sins through faith in Christ. He is the one who presumed no right of entitlement. And friends, this is how we can be well also, by returning in faith to truly thank Jesus for our deliverance from sin and restoration to the family of our Father. Baptismal waters cleansed us, thanks to the work of our priest, who sanctified the water by his shed blood when applied to us in the name of the triune God. We have no right to claim this. We are in no way entitled. Rather, it is purely and completely God's good and undeserved gift to us. Ephesians 2:8 makes this crystal clear. For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. Faith in Christ receives the gift. And when you receive this gift of salvation, you can only return, falling on your face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he then says to us, even again on this Thanksgiving Sunday, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you peace. Amen.